The two leaders last met at the White House in September. Their agenda this time is expected to be much the same: Afghanistan's long-term democracy, prosperity, and security. U.S. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher told reporters earlier this week that U.S.-led and NATO forces must train Afghanistan's security forces to reclaim areas from the Taliban so that Afghanistan's government can take control.
You need to train the military forces to be able to do that, to push them out. You need to train the security forces, more generally the police, to be able to hold and provide stability and safety for the inhabitants. And you need to bring in the assistance.
To that end, Boucher announced the U.S. will spend $10.1 billion for emergency Afghan reconstruction, development, governance, and security projects this year. Another issue, Afghan opium harvesting. Boucher says there are various drug networks that are linked with the Taliban enjoying profits. William Byrd of the World Bank says the Afghan government's efforts to wipe out opium crops often have the opposite effect due to local corruption.
Through political connections or bribes, farmers and their will avoid being eradicated. It tends to disproportionately affect the poor, those farmers who don't have money or political connections in order to bribe their way out of their field being eradicated. So this is an issue, and the same issue can also come up in interdiction. Who gets arrested? Which traders get arrested? Are they the ones who are closer to some of the local political interests, or are they ones who are opposed to it?
The State Department says despite the drug trade problem, Afghanistan's economy is growing at a healthy rate. Richard Boucher also pointed to increased road and school construction across the country and decreasing rates in infant mortality. Robert Rafel, VOA News.